Introducing a breakthrough in cat litter from Arm & Hammer.
Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal is totally different than what I've used before. Even after 7 days, it was odor-free. There was some sort of sealing magic happening.
Only Clump & Seal forms a tight seal around odor and destroys it with unique Arm & Hammer odor eliminators and baking soda for a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed.
I've tried every product. This is really pretty remarkable.
New Clump & Seal cat litter. 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. Look on the package for $3 off.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Yeezy. Yes, man. Let the beat flow. Y'all feeling that?
I feel it.
I work out to this song, so I know what this does to people. Gets my blood rate going.
Give you motivation.
Oh my goodness. My heart rate is like, you know, I can lift the world. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Steven, for that intro. What up, y'all? This is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'm your boy, Stefan. We thought it was fitting if we were going to talk about Kardashians, we should have a black dude host it. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm kidding. Anyway, these are my girls. What's up? Introduce yourselves.
What's up? It's Francesca Dugan.
Hey, guys. It's Jesse Owen.
Yes. And we got to give a shout out to our original host, Miss Danica. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Danica.
Woo! We playing your theme song in the background, you know, black skinhead. It's something else. We'll talk about that later. I don't want to give any of her personal information out. But happy birthday, Danica. We miss you. We love you. And we know you're having a great time somewhere. You know what I mean? So y'all ready for this show? Y'all was like very emotionally moved.
I did. The waterworks turned on. Couldn't help it.
Got a little blurry-eyed.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because we all were saying, we already know what to expect. We know it's going to happen. You know, we read a few of the posts from you guys out there saying, oh, well, what are they talking about? It's boring. And it's like, yeah, this we're catching up to real life.
Right.
So it's a little difficult to talk about. But, you know, as you live through it, you really live through it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to jump into the sad part. Let's go happy first. Let's talk a little bit about Kim's San Francisco birthday surprise / engagement.
Right.
How'd y'all feel about it? How, you know, we finally got to see it.
Finally, I know.
Long awaited.
It was obviously every girl's dream, that's for sure.
Well, I heard you guys say something that I thought was, it caused me to think. You said, I would not want to get engaged on my birthday or like Valentine's. It's so cliche. But, I mean, speaking on behalf of the guys, first off, we don't have a whole lot of imagination. So,
at least you're honest.
You know what I'm saying? That's a day that we can remember. And
Not all the time.
Well, we try. A day that we can at least try to remember, right, fellas? We try to remember it. But, and it's something that we know, you know, we'll never, I guess we won't forget it. If we do Valentine's Day, it's going to come around every year. We can't forget that.
Are you supposed to remember the day you got engaged?
So then why is it important what day you get engaged?
Of course you're supposed to remember. That's why people try to do all kinds of crazy things to make it stand out.
I thought the only important day was actual marriage.
Because that's your anniversary.
It's your anniversary. Y'all don't know about that, huh?
We do.
Somebody.
Let's not date us, please.
You've been having some R&B moments with some brothers in your past life. I don't know.
I can't.
Okay. Well, I just thought about that. I was like, well, you know, I think it's a great idea to use a day that you're probably not going to forget. You know, you throw in some weird February 5th and you're like, oh, crap, it's February. I'm supposed to get my girl. Ah. You don't want to forget that.
I guess for an engagement, the birthday's not that bad. But see? Definitely not Valentine's Day.
He should do it on his birthday.
That would be true.
But her birthday, all her friends are there. Like, you know, it was easy for him to say, bring out your friends, bring out your family. It's your birthday, girl. And then it's like, will you marry me? Beautiful. No?
He did it perfect anyway. There was nothing he did wrong.
So let's go into it then. Let's talk a little bit about it. First off, it was at the AT&T Park, which is home of the San Francisco Giants. Mm-hmm. Woo, woo, Bay Area. Yeah. Representing. You were telling me that it was actually gifted to him, you said?
Yes, by the owner of the Giants. Because if Kanye would have had to pay for it, he would have paid $200,000 just to rent out the space.
Which, I mean, it's a lot of money to us. Yeah. Well, that's like pocket change, right?
One album.
Yeah. Not even. That's like Kanye, like, what? $200,000? I got.
He did that one show on the tour.
Yeah. Right? For real. For real. So it was gifted to him. It's at AT&T Park. They brought out how many people? They had like a busload of people that they actually invited to this situation. So, I mean, I can't imagine the private jet. Kris Jenner was saying, you know, they kind of had to black out social media just to get there. Private jet, blacked out SUVs. You know, it was just it sounds like more than a $200,000 engagement. $200,000 is probably the least they paid.
It seems like someone would have seen them, though, you know?
They
like,
kind of got seen.
Yeah, they almost got caught right there. And then you saw Kendall, like, kind of roll down the window for a second, I think, just to tease.
Yeah, I was like, what is she doing? She was going to give away the surprise or
they almost got busted at the beginning of the episode when Chloe and Courtney and all them were talking in the kitchen and Kim walked in.
Kim walks in the house. I don't know how she didn't hear that.
Right, and you had on speakerphone. Like,
like you ain't trying to be incognito at all.
She had to have known something was going down. She just probably didn't look into it. She wanted to be surprised. I don't want to be surprised, too.
So you would play stupid?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what's going on, but in the back of your head, you really think something's going to happen.
I don't know, because if I know something's going on, I'm like, you know how Kim at the end said, I'm such an investigator, I'm surprised I didn't know anything. If I had any inclination of something, I would start doing my investigation, and then it would kill it. But she genuinely seemed surprised, so I really don't think she knew.
What is that about women? You all want to investigate something and kill it, as opposed to just letting it flourish and be beautiful.
I wonder if there's more women FBI agents than men.
There probably is.
Are they hiring?
Or CIA, the homeland girls. I'm sure there's a lot of women signing up now since Claire Danes has made it so famous.
True.
You can be hot and an agent. I don't know where I was going with that. You can
be hot and bad at the same time.
Hot and bad. That should be you guys' like combo nickname.
Hot and bad.
And then you flip flop who's what. No? Huh? I'm just saying. I'm trying to get it on. So so there's a 90-person orchestra. This is a completely elaborate, the most elaborate situation you could ever imagine. And I just couldn't help feeling like, even Chloe said, it kind of felt like a movie, a scene from a movie. It was there was like nostalgia in the air or something. I don't know.
And well, go ahead. The orchestra guy had said that Kanye had been planning this since he was a kid.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Since he was a kid? Kanye's imagination is
wild.
A romantic since he was a child.
Did he win you over? See, I mean,
both of us were like, oh my God.
Uh-huh. The tears, I saw it. I witnessed this.
Yes, they were coming.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. Let's ask this then. Where does Kanye rank with you now, Miss Jessie Owen?
I mean, he definitely got some brownie points with me. You know, I still just can't get past the whole Taylor Swift thing. Like I was telling you earlier, I don't know. That just it shows so much of his character. But I don't know.
I mean, I think he did. That situation was bad. No, I don't want to make any excuse for it. But hasn't he done enough good?
I mean, yes, but also I saw a side of it. Like, I thought he was more, like, outgoing, just, you know, based on who he is as a person. But on the episode, he was really shy and timid. Like, I don't know. I wonder who wears the pants in that relationship.
I think, too, with, you know, his mom passing away as well, I think Kim is, like, the main woman in his life. So I think he's focusing on her. And,
yeah,
you know, who doesn't love their mom? And he really loved his mom. So I think that she's going to hold, like, just a little bit special.
Yeah.
Specialer place.
Yeah, and I think that with his mom passing, obviously, and now him marrying Kim and having the daughter, their little triangle family, I think they're going to be super tight-knit,
Do you think if they have another kid, it will be another direction name?
Southwest.
East. East, west.
Because it'll probably be a boy, so we go east-west.
Like Easton.
Easton. Kanye, please don't name your kids any other direction. I'm a fan, and I'm good with the North right now, but no more directions. No more directions.
Maybe their next child will have a K name as well.
Well, that was the original plan,
right?
I can't believe they didn't stick with that.
Oh, I didn't know.
So then who does wear the pants? Kanye-zy.
Yeah, he does.
Put his foot down.
He picks out her clothes, too.
That's right. So. And puts her on diet plans and whatnot. Men wear the pants. I don't know. Should I say that? Hashtag pick your skirt up and grab your balls and be a man. Yeah,
pick your skirt up.
I don't even know why that was a phrase, but that's a phrase that people used to say.
Are you talking to women when you say
that? But Kanye wears skirts, so it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah, we had this discussion last week. We don't,
Y'all don't want to go into it.
So, do not wear skirts.
So I kind of felt like Kanye was trying to erase all memory of any one of Kim's previous engagement, marriages, weddings, anything. I think everything he's doing, he's trying to go like completely over the top to the point of you'll never even think about who'd she even date before? Who'd she even marry before? Like, I'm forgetting them as we speak. What do you think about that? You're like,
I don't know, because, okay, you saw the Chris Humphreys or proposal. I didn't think that was that great. You know,
I felt like it was all staged. It was so
that was
produced.
Cliche to me too. Like people do that. The whole candles, the rose petals. Come on,
that's
creative,
right? That's what I'm saying. Like about Valentine's Day, that's all cliche.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't know. You just see from Kanye's concerts and just how he talks and how big he is. Nothing can be.
Nothing small is happening with Kanye, and we ain't talking about his package.
Guy, who'd she marry first? What was his name?
Nobody remembers that man.
No, I don't remember, but that was like a surprise. Like nobody even knew.
Well, she was like 19.
19, yeah, right?
It was like her first dab at, you know, marrying somebody who had wealth and...
Yeah, who was it?
So really, it wasn't hard for Kanye to like match anything or make anything better. Like either way, he could have like taken her to the beach and it would have been better.
Yeah.
But that's Jay-Z.
So he's got to even outdo Jay, my big brother Jay. Shout out.
Is better.
See, look at you. You got the album. She dated black dudes. So make sure y'all get her Instagram and her Twitter. Because I'm just letting you know.
We're talking about the Kardashians today.
Yeah. So a lot more of what I was saying. You were telling me that her ring was $3 million. Kanye went into great detail about this ring.
He said, I was going to get the bigger one.
I wanted
but I got
more,
the smaller one.
Flawless
I
diamond.
Wanted the flawless diamond.
So he got her the smaller flawless diamond.
Which is beautiful.
Like, really small?
If this is small, Kanye, it's ridiculous, right?
I'll take what you consider small,
right?
Yeah, I felt like he I really like that he takes a kind of a hand in every single aspect of anything he does. You know, he's not a ring designer, but to get her ring, he didn't just go somewhere and pick something out. He was like, well, it was originally raised and, you know, we had it lowered and then it had this type of base and we changed this around. You know, he was really invested in building that ring. And I kind of feel like that's how he is with every aspect of life. really invested, which is cool to me.
That's why he's successful.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Okay. Bruce wasn't at the wedding or the engagement party.
Well, when Chris was on the phone with him, she said, "That's sad that you couldn't make it because you had to travel." So I don't know what he was doing, but
yeah. Make sure you throw that line out there while we're filming.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so let's keep it real with our audience. Are they just nothing? They're just friends, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, even Kim on this episode said, you know, all the stuff that's going on, Bruce and Chris splitting up. Like, so yeah,
I think they're done.
They're whatever they are. Nothing.
Yeah. They had some kids together. They had a great couple years in their marriage, and they've done a great job, you know, and they're good friends.
Say, but I mean, how hard would it be to be friends with someone you've spent 26 years of your life with, and then to see them be with someone else? It's probably a little hard.
Jesse, your heart is just so pure. I love it. It's amazing. Yeah. No, I guess it would be very difficult, but also I feel like a lot of people grow apart, you know?
Well, yeah. Like,
you kind of change.
Even the last seasons, whatever, they always just seem very like friends. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, after a while, you just kind of get into that place. So it's not such a big, abrupt thing.
Sad.
Well, yeah, aww. Sad. It's not the fairy tale that some of us all think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody says, hey, you know, I want to meet the man of my dreams and be married forever. Well, I feel like Chris met the man of her dreams at that time. You know, he took on her as a single mom, or well, she wasn't completely single when he started to take her on. But, you know, he took on a mother of three. He had his own kids. They brought that Brady Bunch together, and Bruce was very supportive.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she needed through those years. And now she needs other things. And it's just not Bruce.
She needs younger men.
She needs younger men.
Nothing wrong with that.
Are you dating younger men? What are you in the market for, younger men?
Sometimes.
What? This is awesome.
No. Wait, did you just say sometimes?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm young.
It depends. It depends. She's like, you know, what's today? What was that? Steven. Oh, my goodness. As the world turns. I'm glad we're laughing. I don't want to bring us down, but, you know, we got to talk a little bit about Bonnie and Phil, which is Scott Disick's parents.
Yeah. Our first AfterBuzz show when mm-hmm. the season started a few weeks ago, I think that's when Danica or Jason mentioned that his parents had passed, and I really didn't know anything. So to see this for the first time, like, out there, and to see Scott emotional, because Scott's always just this, like, goofball or doing crazy things. I always remember him, were they in Vegas or something like that, where he, like, stuffed money in Chris's mouth or what?
Not Chris's, but the waiters.
Or the waiter. Yeah. I can't remember. I just always think of him as that Scott. And so to see him kind of, like,
he's like my Kanye. Oh. You don't know if you can get past it. But I like Scott. I really like him. I think, you know, he was young and immature, and he did a lot of, you know, bad stuff when he was younger. But I think he's definitely changed, and he's a much better person. And it's so sad that he's having to go through this right now. To lose one parent is hard enough, but to lose both, I just can't even imagine it.
Yeah, no, me either. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Scott. I think that he definitely has kind of that jerk, asshole, douchebag, whatever you want to make it. He can go there, but I really like how real he is about how he feels, what he thinks, you know. So I've always been a fan of Scott since this show started, and I really wanted to talk about a little bit about how strong he's being. You know, even on this show, after Danica told us that his parents had both passed, I can't imagine losing a parent, but losing both of your parents, like, back to back and the same year, like, almost in the same couple months.
Yeah, it was 2 months. His mom died November 7th, and his dad died January 3rd.
Which is, that's insane. Mm-hmm. You know, that's insane to go through that. And just them showing the little insight that they did on the show here. He just seemed like he was being very strong. Even if it was a front, he was holding it together. You know, he's getting on his father. His dad's got diabetes. His dad needed to change his diet up in order to live. And he was kind of backsliding and not doing it. And
yeah.
Rightfully so. I mean, his wife, his best friend is, you know, she, her liver shut down like almost
seizures,
out of nowhere. Yeah. And they rushed her to the hospital. She's
put her in a coma.
Coma, seizures, all that's happening. And Scott's being the rock. Mm-hmm. He was being the rock.
But you can also kind of tell he kind of holds his feelings inside. Like he like when Courtney was talking about it, he would just kind of like sugarcoat a lot of things. Like he was like, no, she's okay.
Yeah.
You know, if it gets to that, like he was, you know, those kind of things where Courtney was just sure. bluntly saying it. Like, no, this is it. She's in ICU, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, and kind of making him face it.
Yeah. But and like he said, he doesn't really know how to deal with it. So he's just being angry. And I think, yeah, when you can't, when you're angry, you push people away too. So that's why, I wouldn't say he was being like hard. He just didn't know how, he didn't know how to deal. And just like, what's their friend's name?
Malika, yep.
Yeah. What did she say? You don't realize sometimes how much you need someone because you're all in your mind. You're trying to talk yourself into being strong or talk yourself into doing this, and you forget that you need people there for you.
Yeah. I mean, he's an only child, and you're kind of an orphan overnight, you know, in a matter of 3 months. He's a grown man, so he's not like some orphan that can't take care of himself, but you lost both your parents 3 months, you know? It's crazy. And I saw the interaction between him and his dad. They don't seem like a family that really expresses a lot of emotion.
They yell a lot.
Well, they're New Yorkers. My dad's from New York, and right. It was just like hearing my dad, like, it's exactly how they are. They're very like,
forget about it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so funny because Scott's kind of like, especially when he's with Courtney, he's kind of like that. Like, okay, you know, like, it's like he is a peacemaker. Like, he doesn't want to cause conflict, so he says what people want to hear.
Sure.
Whereas dad seemed like he came across like, oh, no, this is how it is. Like,
you weren't there to make me my lunch then, so I ordered my cheeseburger.
No, it's kind of a really cool dynamic, though, now that you see Scott. He comes from this very tough-fronted family. They don't really express a lot of emotion. They are New Yorkers, you know, and then he's not married, but he's been in a long-term relationship with Courtney, and they're very emotional.
Yes.
Very expressive, very family-oriented. They come from a larger family, so there's a bunch of them, you know, mm-hmm. And it's a cool dynamic for even to see Scott. He's growing through that. I think it's cool. Opposites attract.
They do.
You know? It was devastating to hear even the term casket brought up when they were having lunch.
Did she just, and it was just random.
Yeah.
Casket.
I'm like,
what?
Did she die right now? Right. Or, you know, that was devastating to hear. I never want to be, you know, you never want to even have that conversation. But it's so real that you have to get prepared, you know, when you're in that type of scenario. It's right. Reality.
I know, that's why I was a little shocked too that Scott came to the concert, and I'm happy that they made it back to New York in time. But I was just like, when you know it's getting that rough, I wouldn't take the risk of.
Yeah.
I would feel guilty almost
leaving her side.
Yeah,
he probably needed Courtney too a lot, and he just wanted to probably just have one night, you know, to clear his mind. He's probably been thinking about it nonstop, and I'm sure at the concert he was even probably.
And thank goodness, Courtney, about time, woman. She's like, oh, so I flew back with him. I'm like, yeah.
Well,
you know,
he was telling her not to go.
It doesn't.
No, I know.
We're guys.
But she probably
we're going, no, I'm good.
She probably didn't want to smother him. You know, some people deal with these things differently. Some people need their space. Some people, you know, want people there but don't want to ask. It's just you never know. But
yeah.
But I'm glad that they were both by her side, you know, when his mom passed away.
Yeah, no, it all worked out, which was great.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, rest in peace, Bonnie. Our heart and our prayers go out to Scott and Mason. And
Jeff family, his dad.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, guys. Scott and the family. Our heart and prayers go out to you. Sometimes you do just need like a Vegas breather, though. You know what I mean? If you have the money, if you have the access, the availability, Vegas for a night, Kanye concert, you know?
It's only 4 hours away.
Yeah, just trying to bring some silver lining to this whole thing.
I know. lift the mood back up right now.
Yeah, let's bring it back up.
I'm in my emotions over here.
Speaking of Kanye's concert in Vegas, man, Kim's outfit
was hot.
I love everything that she wears.
I want that outfit.
Yo, she was crushing the white lace like nobody's business. It was retarded. My hat, if I could take it off, goes off to you, Kanye.
She's taken. Oh, okay, good. I was going to say she's taken.
No. That's respect to Kanye. Because that's his wife-to-be. So, man, fire.
Speaking of wardrobes, mm-hmm. can we just add that Rob wore a sweatshirt to the black tie engagement?
I hope he took it, because he was on the field still with the sweatshirt. You're right.
Sweatshirt on.
You say, speaking of wardrobes, speaking of diets, Rob wore a sweatshirt.
He might be a little overweight, but I still think he's cute.
Uh-oh. So it's the Armenian guy she likes. Make sure y'all tweet Jesse Owen. Miss Jesse Owen. No. yeah, I don't know what he was doing. There was a couple other guys, though, that were kind of underdressed. So I don't know.
There's always those people that just never follow the directions.
And it's L.A., and it's kind of like, you know, shorts and Jordans can be formal attire sometimes.
Surely, I can't believe Chris let him go out there like that. Like, I don't care how overweight you are, you can put on a suit.
She's clearly lost all control anyway.
Oh, my God.
She can't tell him anything.
You know what I thought was really cute, talking about Chris, was at the Kanye concert, she was saying, I'm going to miss you guys, because, you know, Kim's going or went on tour with Kanye. And, you know, especially after the episode before, just how they were just in, Kim is just in her space, and she was getting so frustrated with Kim always being in her space, and she's like, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
It's like the best roommates a girl could have.
Yes. I love that she said that for the toast.
And I think that's how that family is. They can bicker, they can fight, they make fun of each other, but if any one of them wasn't around each other for like a week, they go crazy.
I mean,
you know?
I think that's what family is.
I would love to have Christmas with them.
Oh, family.
I know, like Phil last week, you know, when I went to their Christmas party.
I wonder if he'll invite us next year.
Yeah, Phil. We didn't get invited to the party. Yeah, Phil. so let's talk a little bit of news and gossip.
All right.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Take it away, Miss Jessie Owens.
All right. So I'm sure y'all have heard of Kanye's new Nikes. They're called Nike Air Yeezy.
Mm-hmm. Infrared. And,
mm-hmm. Did you see Kim's new photo, her Valentine's photo of all different sizes, Baby North, Kanye, and Kim? They're
so cute.
Matching.
So cute.
But though, the shoes came out February 9th, and they sold out in 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're on sale on eBay for $16.3 million.
Yes.
For shoes.
The shoe business thing is ridiculous. I have friends that are all into that, and they resell them and buy them, and I'm just like, I just like my Chucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't understand maybe paying $75, maybe $100. I don't know. It's pushing it.
No, they. I got a spot downtown. If y'all want some Yeezys, tweet me. you can get them for $3,500, maybe 5Gs. It's somewhere in there.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you can get the infrareds. But
that is insane.
That's how they go. Sneakerheads, they want them.
I have some Chucks used. $10.
What? What are those going to be? I got the Francescas.
I know, right? I'll even sign them for you.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Next.
What else you got for us? Sorry. Other than the signed Francescas?
Well.
Wonder they'll be worth something, all right?
I believe it.
Jesus.
So, Kim was very happy on Valentine's Day. She got 1,000 roses.
1,000.
Delivered to her from Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
How nice.
Do they, like, take all the thorns off all the roses?
It's Kanye, so yes.
I mean.
there's some guy somewhere
bleeding,
taking thorns off, and losing count and getting so pissed. Damn it!
You know, I really think that every rose having a thorn is a stereotype that I like to bank on. So I made sure that none of those roses had thorns.
That's right. That's right.
Oh man.
Oh, love it, Stephen. Oh, appreciate it. What else we got? We got anything else?
I've got two more topics.
Give it to me.
Okay, so Kim, she tweeted that she took her little girl swimming and that she loved her. And then
yeah, I heard about this.
Some girl wrote, got to see her parents for a change. So normally, you know, they don't say anything, but Kim actually lashed back out and said, "You sound so ignorant. Because I don't tweet or Instagram my every move with my daughter means I am not with her 24/7. We share what we want. Or is it because I go and support my fiance at every show and I post a pic? When this baby goes down for a bed or for a nap, parents are allowed to work and support each other, maybe even have fun too."
Mm, you so go, take girl. That.
Get it.
Girl, talking about Kim not with a baby. She with a baby every day.
I'm glad she said something though.
Yeah.
You know, I like it when they lash back out, show a little fire.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the levee breaks and you just got to slap somebody in the face because people on the social media sites say what they want.
They're just crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
My well, all my friends that are, you know, high up there in the entertainment, just don't even read the comments. Just don't.
You can't.
Just don't.
You can't.
Yeah. It's like a slap in the face.
Well, let's give a quick prediction for next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we all saw that Kendall's moving out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all saw her picture, her nipple picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, why didn't you tell us about that in news and gossip?
I was
nipple
going
picture.
To.
She
was
got
going
a,
to.
She got
she
a modeling contract.
More. I said and I did one. And you cut me off.
Oh, girl, because, you know, I'm trying to keep the time down. You know what I'm saying? I'm abiding by the rules. No, I'm kidding. But I'll say it real quick. So the nipple picture she put up, Society Management, you said they gave her a modeling contract.
Mm-hmm, because she, what is it called when you tag someone on Instagram? The @?
Uh-huh.
At, yeah, that symbol.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So she did
come
that.
Come to 2014. Come on in.
She got a modeling contract from doing it, but
boom.
She's 18 years old. I'm not sure how, if I were a parent, I'm not sure I would like my 18-year-old daughter posting nipple pictures, but hey, you're a Kardashian. You do whatever you want.
She is a Card Jenner.
Or, yeah. Card
so
Jenner.
I don't know.
I mean, we already saw Kim, so it's...
As long as Kris Jenner is your mama, you are good.
The picture was classy and tasteful.
I thought the picture was absolutely hot. Not in the I'm looking at 18 year olds way. Creepy. Like I thought it was a strong photo.
And, it was artistic.
And we do want to artistically well done. We want to say congratulations, of course, Kendall, getting your contract because it's a big deal. You know. Her life's starting. So she's moving out. Obviously, she's going to have money now and do her own thing. And the only prediction I have is there will be some news.
I predict that Kim and Kanye this will be her last wedding. I think this is going to work.
This is it, huh?
She's finally found someone that's on her level that can, you know, spoil her and treat her right. I think she's going to be with him for good. I think this is it.
I say yes, sort of. I think this is it because whether they divorce or not, which I hope they don't, I don't think she'll marry anybody else ever, ever again.
That'd be smart.
Yeah. She's done marrying. But, yeah.
I just want to say that, you know, once you go Kanye... You don't go not Kanye.
Oh my god.
I just want to say Jay and Beyonce, oh, y'all had a good marriage. But listen, my wedding engagement was the best ever.
Yeah. Yes.
Alright, so you know where to find me. I'm your boy Stefan. We gave y'all a non-boring show this week. Holla. Yes. You can look me up at I Am More Fire on Twitter or go to my Instagram and it's just Stefan.
Yep. XOXOCESCA, Twitter, Instagram. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Jessie Owen.
Yes, we're going to be back here next week. We want y'all to be back here next week because we got a lot more to talk about. I know Kendall's going to get into some mischief. So I'm excited. Shout out to Danica again for her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes. We'll see y'all next week. Kardashians out.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.